Good morning.
How's everybody doing?
On this fine Monday.
Wow.
I hope everybody's having a good day right now as you're listening to this.
Mm-hmm. Wherever you are, if you're in your car listening, hanging out, you're at the gym.
Yeah.
You know, in school, sneaking an earbud under your hoodie.
Or if you're working out, trying to, you know, pump up that blood.
Could you imagine people trying to pump up and lifting weights to Zayn and Heath
Unfiltered? I hope no one's working out at 6 in the morning right now. Because 6 in the morning is when this podcast comes out, right?
The earlier the better.
Oh, okay.
That's what they say. We do want to give you guys a quick heads up. I know this might be a little bit of old news to you guys listening right now, but unfortunately, we are recording this a little bit early, so the news is fresh to us.
Yeah. Today is January 26th.
Right. And Kobe Bryant just passed away. So it's definitely a punch in the gut to all of us right now. So it's been a really interesting and rough day. So we want to apologize in advance. And
yeah, it's really weird. But like today, especially today, it just opens your eyes to like
how precious life is.
Yeah. And like just whatever's happening right now, if you're like in a fight with your friend or just something stupid's happening, it doesn't matter. And like, because
tell your parents you love them and your friends, it's just crazy how quick something so tragic can happen that's so unexpected.
Yeah, and I like personally didn't know him. I didn't really, all I knew was that he played in the Lakers and on the LA Lakers team, and that's all I really knew. But I knew he was like a legend. Everybody really supported him. Most of the world just knew him in the sports world, you know?
Yeah, I mean, he's one of the greatest basketball players in the world. But honestly, right now, just take a moment of silence, if that's okay with everybody.
Let's do it.
And we'll roll the intro after that.
Okay, perfect. All right. It's Coffee Talk, baby. To Kobe.
Cheers.
Roll the intro.
Let's give a little.
Kobe.
Oh my. Oh, that's that's too soon.
But you guys
I saw it on Twitter that like keep that tradition going. Right, like every time you shoot something, just yell Kobe.
Right,
it like keeps it going. It keeps like his name into everybody's mind. Yeah.
And honestly, his daughter too. Like that is even more horrifying that both of them were lost and the rest of the people on the plane. Like
It's crazy how the way information gets spread. Like first it was just him, and then it was like, oh, there was a few other people.
Right.
Oh, one of the people was his daughter. Oh, there was five other people. It's crazy how that information doesn't immediately get sorted out. Like, okay, this is exactly who was on the helicopter, and now let's get outlets like this information so it's spread out properly.
And at first when it came out, like I was like, there's no way.
Right.
This isn't true. TMZ, well, maybe, but no. Like you wanted to immediately not believe
Mariah
it.
I saw it on Twitter, and I was it's probably like a hoax. Like, there's...
I saw like two tweets,
nowhere.
Yeah, and then I refresh it, and every second there was more and more things
being said.
Yeah,
there was no like official news reporting of it, so I was like, interesting. And then the TMZ, and then it was like coming out more and more, and I was like, wow.
How did you find out about it?
I was driving this morning, and she saw it on Twitter as we were driving, and I was like, I was blown away. I couldn't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
It was really eerie the way I found out this morning. It was not on my phone. It was not on Twitter or Instagram. I woke up after we went out last night. I woke up at like 9 o'clock or 9:30. I don't know, something like that. And I remember it was just really dark outside. It wasn't, the sun didn't it was just really like foggy.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a really weird morning. I'm not saying
it
was a very gloomy day.
It was really dark and just very like,
and
bleak.
And all of a sudden, I hear Todd screaming.
I texted Todd this morning as soon as I found out.
I didn't have my phone. I didn't look at my phone at all yet. Because I was in and out of sleep, and he's just screaming. And I'm like, at first I thought he was just like, you know, screaming, you know, he's hungover, whatever. And he's like, get the fuck out of here. And he starts crying. I'm like, I thought there was like a burglar in the house. I thought like, what the fuck is going on in the house? I run out of my bed, open the door. He's on the rail, on the phone crying, and in my body, I'm like, oh my God. So I'm crying. Okay, stupid. In my head, I was like, I think Todd, like one of Todd's family members, or like his someone, I was like, holy shit, like, why did I feel like this? Why the fuck? And I was, he's like, he said, well, this is the first thing I heard. I was like, he said, Cody died. I'm like, Cody? Cody? Who's Cody? He's like, and he kept on saying his name. I'm like, Todd, Todd, who? Like, talk to me. He's like, the star of the Lakers, Cody. I was like, star of the Lakers? And Kobe Bryant came. I'm like, there's no way.
Right.
And the first link was that. And that's how I found it. But just that moment was like, oh my God, what the fuck is going on?
I know how big of a fan that Todd is.
Todd is, yeah.
And as soon as I found out, I sent a text and like told Todd, and he didn't reply yet. And then he called me and he was like, no, no fucking way. And like, so I was on the phone with him when you were hearing him say that. Mm-hmm.
He was so loved, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great family, man. Such an awesome person.
Multiple people that I knew who had like encounters with him, like even just as fans, everybody always had like such positive experiences, like of the kind of guy he was. And our thoughts are really with family right now. I can't believe that. And I know, also, I want to explain to our listeners, some of you guys were expecting a paranormal, spooky podcast. Well, I'm sorry to disappoint, but due to the circumstances of today, we just didn't feel it would be very appropriate to venture into that subject. And so out of just respect for the day we're having, and hopefully you can respect it, we're just in a weird state of like mourning about it, and we don't think it's appropriate. We're going to give you our best with all the different types of topics and things that we want to talk about, but just want to give you guys a heads up, we're going to push that to a later date when we feel like it's more appropriate.
And it's weird because I don't really, I mean, I feel like this is the first person I've ever mourned for it, and I don't know him. I didn't really know him, but like, just the whole situation really just hit me, and it just made you think twice about just everybody and everything in your life, and just like never take it for granted.
Yeah, you know, it's when you see so much of somebody's life, you feel like they're a part of your life, and kind of, you know, everybody had this strong connection and passion for him, and it is devastating, and the daughter being on the helicopter as well is so sad, and seeing like her playing and how incredible she was too.
Isn't it such a strange like feeling though, like when moments like these happen, like you always will like it's weird how like you remember this day for like such a long time, like I always remember like, oh, where I was when like Michael Jackson died, or when Steve Irwin died, or when a big celebrity happens. And it's like, it's such a weird feeling because obviously it's like, it's tragic and it's everything, but it's also so I don't want to find the right word, but just how like the earth kind of stands still for like a moment, and everyone does kind of talk and about it, and you do remember this day for like the rest of your life.
Especially,
and it's
especially
weird.
Being in LA, you could tell everybody here, like it all was quiet. Day, it was a very strange,
Me, Todd, and Jeff, we went to grab food in Hollywood. It was like
silent.
It was silent. It was you could barely hear the cars. On
I was
the street.
At Melrose. I went to the Melrose Trading Post today, which is like a like kind of a flea
Swap
market
shop
thing. And it was
great place.
Such a quiet day.
Every single person I walked by, every car I passed by, I was seeing, like in my head, I was like, everybody's on their phone watching the news. I know. And I kept, every person I looked at, they were watching the news about Kobe. It's like every single person, it was like every single person in the world was.
Everybody knew Kobe.
Yeah.
Like that's how big he was.
I want to say like on a lighter note, it's weird to try to transition out of something like this.
Well, but this only means his youngest daughter's going to be a superstar.
Right.
She's going to kill it.
And tonight was the Grammys. And I think Diplo said it best, because that was like a weird thing how this happened on the night of the Grammys. Yeah. And it was kind of this weird mood for the day. And it's hard to like celebrate and act like everything is fine. And I think Diplo said like, you know, it's these types of moments to help us get through the bad. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And so obviously I'm not trying to compare our podcast to the Grammys, but we want this to be an outlet for, you know, you to get through the bad. So
ever since our drunk podcast, two podcasts ago, I like us opening up about like shit like this and being emotional and like just opening up our heart and being vulnerable and just talking.
Who'd have thought us being unfiltered was us crying on the podcast? This is being super emotional.
No, exactly. So no, but I'm glad it's turning into something where like right. and just open up and talk about whatever we want, because that is what it was supposed mm-hmm. to be.
And like, I mean, we can't sit here and fake it and act like yeah. we aren't feeling some sort of way.
Yeah. That was the last thing we wanted to do, was fake it.
So yeah, not who hold we are. And kiss your loved ones. Tell them that you love them. Life is so precious.
Yeah. Send all your love and prayers to the family.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be hard for them. It's going to be so hard for them.
Yeah.
And they need it right now. So, all right, let's
move on to brighter notes. And it is, and it's weird moving on.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Right.
We
do have some good news and something very cool to think about. Hmm. David being on Jimmy Fallon.
What? So cool. What? That's been out for a week. What?
No, but that is so freaking cool.
Unbelievable.
Just seeing that kid on the TV screen and Jimmy Fallon, like,
it's so incredible.
Unbelievable. And every time I see a moment like that, I think back to the first time we met him. And it's like
him coming to our first apartment, just literally a child.
He had braces. He was wearing like every color. And he was just like, hey, guys, let's make him up. It's like just remembering that moment. And like that, I remember that day like it was yesterday.
Yeah.
It's like, because when we met him, we just knew that this kid was going to be in our lives. It was like this weird.
We were, as soon as we met him, we were so close.
Yeah.
Like the first time hanging out, it felt like we had known him for so long.
Yeah. Just something that gravitated us towards him. Like, and this, he was just doing fine, just like us.
Yeah.
And but there's just something about him that was just like really fun. And you just thought he was really motivated. He wanted it.
He's hungry.
Get shit done. He was really hungry.
That's why there's nobody, like when he does big things like this, I'm like, there's nobody more deserving. He works so hard.
And I'm always like not surprised. Like,
right.
And it is weird. Like, and I'm not saying like, obviously your friend's on Jimmy Fallon, but it makes it like now that, because we are so close with David and he's on it, we're like, oh, okay, well, it's just another day for David.
Yeah. And then, it is. But like, but us being proud of him is, I feel like, just so fresh and so new every time it happens for him.
Because
it was expected, but at the same time, it's like, it's unbelievable like where he's come.
It's so, and like, think, I remember growing up like watching Jimmy Fallon, like before I even moved out here with my parents.
Yeah.
And like thinking to now David being on it, it's so cool.
And how respected he is by everybody.
Oh, everybody. Yeah.
He, when he walks into a room, everybody is like, I want to meet that kid. To be on a pedestal like that, you have to work your ass off. You really have to want it. And
that's so cool.
Yeah, it is really cool. Like, and like just seeing the celebrities he's working with, people like Kourtney Kardashian just wanting to stop by his house.
Making TikToks and just hanging out.
It's like, holy shit. Like, he's really just living the dream. I don't want to say living the dream like it's like, oh,
no, he's
LA,
beating the video game of life.
He's right. Beating the video game of life.
He's getting the perks right now.
Yeah.
Like, he's got the cheat code.
He's got all the cheat codes.
He beat the game, and now he's in like that world where you have all the cheat codes and you can just go do whatever
you
want.
We're all still picking a player.
Have you ever seen that video on the internet talking about like life, the video game? And he's like a game reviewer, but talking about life. And he's like, so the first like 3 years of the game, you kind of really don't remember it. It's like just pieces and everything. And then by the first 18 years you have, it's, I don't know. It's a weird kind of way to describe it, but it's really funny. But he's like, the first like 6-7 years, you have these two players that you're like your mom and your dad teaching you how to do the game. And then you have to go through like a whole like 12 years of like school of training. And none of that will actually prepare you for the real world.
funny.
But it's really funny. But
cool. Yeah. But to conclude this little part, just like, David, baby, keep going.
We're proud of you, baby.
Yeah. Like that kid is,
I'm like more excited for his life than mine. I'm like, go.
For some reason, I feel like if this all like ends for me, I know I can like work for David. Like that, I knowing that I have that, like I can just work for him, is, I think that's like really funny to think about. Yeah. And it's like, but it's just so cool to see a friend of yours just do really well. And
he's such a natural.
Mm-hmm.
He gets really nervous for all these things. He's like, I need help with this. I don't know what to say. But then when he gets out there for any situation, he's such a natural. He just knows what to say. Imagine us on there. Not Matt, but imagine us. Oh my God.
Jimmy would be like, so Zane, you do YouTube?
Can we stop?
Hold on. Can I walk back in and we'll just reshoot it? We could reshoot this, right?
Can I have Mariah edit this up?
Can we cut this up a little bit?
Jimmy Fallon, can you send this to Mariah so she can edit it?
Because she knows like when she knows, I feel like, stupid and what to take out and like.
Wait, did David play a game with him at all?
They
yeah,
did.
They did, a whole bit. They did like a bunch. They did like four bits.
It was it was yeah, charade type.
Did David win?
Yeah, he did actually.
Oh wow!
Well, his team won.
Yeah.
Cool.
You played a Martin Short.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Marty Short.
Marty.
Yeah,
Martin.
I thought it was
Martin. Martin.
Yeah, but he liked Marty Short.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Martin Short.
Nickname. Okay. I didn't know.
All right. Okay. Matt apparently knows him on a first name basis.
I did hang out with Martin Short one time. I
really?
Did. I did. Yeah. Yeah.
What
it's,
in the world?
Yeah, it's a long story, but God, I did. He's
so
a nice guy.
Now, I know Matt has met, I feel like Matt's met a lot of like.
No, he has
like,
so many
old,
secrets.
Like old money celebrities.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know a few people.
Yeah,
he's either full of secrets or lies.
Ooh. Full of secrets or full of shit.
Right, exactly.
We have an update on Heath's debit card situation.
I have a debit card situation?
Hold on. There, what
remember,
debit
well,
card
didn't
situation?
Your credit card got stolen that one time when you were at St. Patrick's Day?
Oh, yes.
By
oh.
a professional football player from the
yeah.
Panthers.
Oh, you have an update.
So we had an email.
This podcast got him like caught.
Oh my God.
We had an email from a guy. I don't want to say his last name, but he goes, I have some news about the player that was using Heath's name at the bar last St. Patty's Day. He goes on to say, my boyfriend's older brother is, I think this may be a girl, or I don't know. My boyfriend's older brother is a running back for the Panthers, and when I told him what had happened to you, he said that on the Panthers, a lot of the younger players would go out and do that to people all the time.
No way.
So it's like a thing.
Confirmed.
Yeah.
He said, put him on blast.
I know, right? The Panthers, like, PR person's going to be coming to us and be like, that's defamation.
Like, oh my God.
That's really fucked up.
I mean, he said they have much smaller salaries, and the older guys obviously not excuse to steal, though they have a much smaller salaries than the older guys. But he said that this was pretty
they make
common.
$3 million a year instead of 15.
Was there something what would
okay
do they do this to people that they think have money, or if they just hear somebody buying a drink they just kind of like they
I
it's
guess.
Just anybody?
I mean, like, I really want to believe this person. This sounds like such
yeah.
a stretched connection, but I want to believe it because it sounds so specific.
Yeah. And but, especially something from like a few podcasts ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's the Panthers.
Cool. Right.
But are the Panthers doing this at in Chicago?
What?
The Panthers.
Well, she's saying
her
boyfriend's,
Carolina
her boyfriend's
Panthers,
friend,
but this
right?
happened in Chicago.
No, this happened here in
no,
LA.
No, this is here.
Oh, you weren't with... Oh, well, I was in Chicago for St. Patrick's Day, so
oh.
I thought you were... never mind. Sorry.
No, I mean, that makes sense, too, if it happened here.
Right.
You know? I'm trying to think, like, did you do something to show him? Did he buy, like... A round of drinks for everybody before.
Well, he goes.
Again, I'm not using it as an excuse. I'm just
right,
saying,
right,
like,
right.
did you do something?
He walks out and he goes, like, to the outside patio. He goes, shots for everybody on the patio. And I was like, oh. I was like, wow, that was.
Oh,
that was
so you
really
were,
nice.
You were trying to compete.
No, I. So he did that whole thing. So I walked up to him on the side and I was like, I think that's really cool of you to do that for everybody here. I was like, can I split the tab with you? And I would like to, you know, contribute into the kind gesture. And
there wasn't a split.
He never ended up getting the shots.
Oh.
He was like, yeah, yeah, sure. He's like, all right, we'll do it in a minute. He never ended up getting the shots for anybody.
So you got it for everybody?
No. The shots didn't even end up happening.
Oh, okay.
And he was like, yeah, yeah, we'll do it in a minute. And I was like, okay.
Mm.
So
then he was like, what's your name? And
right.
like shook your hand. Yeah.
Oh, maybe that's how he got my name.
Yes.
Ah.
Fuck.
And this is what the rookies apparently do on the Panthers.
He's like, oh, hold on. I think I know you. What's your last name?
Oh, my God.
You sneaky
man.
Yeah.
Got him.
And then the rest of the night, I just kept seeing like him going up to girls, be like, what you want, baby?
Oh, man.
He's like, what's your name? Heath Usar. Nice to meet you.
Oh, man. That's crazy, though. Thank you guys for submitting that.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Wow.
So there's a new app coming along. We got Vine 2 in the house. Or it's called, no, okay,
Bite.
It's called Bite. Bite. So
I like the name. I'll be honest. I like the name.
If you're a creator that makes bite videos, you're
a
biter.
A biter.
Yeah,
that's
they
bad.
Really didn't think that one out. A biter.
I mean,
well, our TikTokers
that's a little bit
called,
better than a TikToker.
Viner, Vine
TikTokers
was a Viner.
Are called TikTokers.
They're TikTokers. Yeah.
A TikTok-y?
She's a TikToker.
I'm a bitey.
A bitey.
A biter.
A biter.
Have you guys checked the app out?
I don't like it. I don't think.
Did you go on it?
I don't mind it. It's very minimal and like kind of sleek. It doesn't look as like, I don't want to call it TikTok junky, but it looks a little cleaner.
It looks very
simple.
TikTok and Vine had a baby.
Yeah.
I'll be honest. The one thing, I guess, but then it's keeping it simple like the Vine roots. There is no editing you could do to the videos. There's no like, everything you could do on TikTok, all the cool features, all the zoom, like all the fun stuff is not there.
Because they're trying to bring back Vine. And
right.
Unfortunately, I just think that ship has sailed.
Yeah, it's too
because
far.
You just can't bring something like that back again, I feel
okay.
like.
Okay, I have been watching TikTok a lot. I'm addicted to TikTok. I love TikTok, okay? But do you ever sometimes feel like with TikTok, you get a little bit of TikTok fatigue?
Yep.
Like, do you?
Like when you're watching it and you're like this?
But I know, Heath, you don't watch TikTok as much as
I do. No, you don't.
I don't watch it that much, and I still, like, I'm like, fuck, this is bad.
Are you talking about when you're scrolling through and then you're like,
I've just been watching it all day, and I can, like, see, I can, like, pause a TikTok, like, 2 seconds in, and I go, this is how the TikTok's going to go.
Oh, no, yes.
It's because it's a trend. So, like, normally a trend, everybody's doing the same thing, but they're switching
right.
it up. Yeah.
But it's always the same song. Yeah. But sometimes I like it. Sometimes it's so refreshing. Sometimes I do not mind hearing the same song. But it would just be nice to have a place where it's fresh and new every time.
Sure. What I think and I hope that people on Byte are going to be more comedy, quick, like humor-based content like Vine was. It was get your laugh, you're scrolling real quick. To me, when I go on TikTok, and no offense, Bubba, but I'm sick of seeing the dancing. It's like 15 dance videos.
Just stop it.
And it's just the same station. Boom.
But some of those dances are fun.
They are fun to watch, though.
It is fun. Like, it's cute. But it's like, you get one funny video out of a 20... roll.
I don't know.
I find a.
That's your page.
You know what? That's yours. Exactly.
Mine is, you gotta curate it.
See what you're not interested in.
If you like a video, if you think it's funny, you like it. If you don't like it, you go not interested and you'll start seeing stuff that you enjoy. And that's how it's curated.
Remember how I said TikTok thought I was gay?
Okay.
Yes.
Wait, but guess what? Now it does not think I'm gay. You know what it thinks I am? A Disneyland fan.
Oh, no.
I happen to watch, I don't like them, but I'll watch a full-on Disneyland hidden secret.
That's funny.
They think I love Disneyland.
That's really funny.
So I swear, every three TikToks I get a Disneyland TikTok.
I liked one snowboarding video, and it's just straight snowboard. Like, not even like...
No.
Not even professional snowboards. It'll be like newbies out there just kind of like cruising along, and I'm like, oh my... Enough.
Listen to me. So, TikTok, the way TikTok works is like, you know how when you're talking about something and all of a sudden you see a sponsored post for it?
Yeah.
TikTok is taking what you're saying.
Oh, I know.
And it's showing those videos on your page. Carly was talking about Space Mountain. Like, you know when like Space Mountain, all the lights are on? Like,
yeah.
Do you know what it looks like? It looks crazy. Yeah. She was literally talking about that with somebody and went on her fucking phone on TikTok. And the first video was a video of Space Mountain with the lights on.
That just happened with Mariah yesterday.
Yeah, I forgot to tell you guys. What was it?
MagCon.
Oh, right.
When the fuck would we see a MagCon video?
So,
no, never. Yeah.
We brought up MagCon the other day at David's. And I haven't heard that word in a long time. And we're talking, just going in about MagCon. Like, what's everyone up to? Whatever. I go on TikTok, and the first video, this girl made like a, what I thought I looked like showing up to a MagCon convention. And I was like, what?
So weird.
I have one too.
Okay, go.
Carly was over, and we were talking about skiing.
Carly is the pit.
No, maybe everyone's listening to Carly.
Yeah.
But I was talking to her about skiing and going sledding in Chamonix, France. I went skiing one time in Chamonix, France.
The hell is
very
that?
Specific
of
place.
Specific
yeah, right.
Specific place, and it's weird because then she got a TikTok of someone sledding, and she shared that to she sent that to me. She goes, isn't this weird? And then the next day, I get a TikTok of a girl going on a road trip from London to Chamonix.
Wow. That's the
to Chamonix. You. Okay.
Like, so is TikTok listening or is China listening?
I also understand that you do share your location. I don't think I'm sharing my location with TikTok, but as soon as I touched down in Utah, me, Aaron, and Carly's TikToks were Utah check. everything about Utah.
What?
Utah moms be like,
what? You never see that shit on your phone.
Yeah, you would never.
I like that, and I don't at the same time. It's like, it's cool that you get to see a bunch of Utah stuff when you're in Utah. It's like, okay, cool.
Yeah, good to know.
But what the fuck you listening to?
I fucking knew it. I know you saw it.
We're big fans of this kid. His name is Adam Ray on TikTok. I think right now he's our only TikToker that we like out of like everybody.
Oh,
right?
I like a lot he's of TikTokers.
I can't think of anybody else that we just talk about all the time.
I don't know anybody else's names. Like, he's the only person. Yeah. Like, I'm a he's so
he plays fan. This like Rosa character. Rosa. And like, everybody has had this girl in their high school. And it's so just spot on accurate.
It's really good.
Can we just play one of them, right, please?
Let's explain here.
Let's paint a picture. Okay. He has these false eyelashes off that are
hanging on by a corner of glue. Down.
Yeah.
And he has them on the top.
Right.
Yeah.
He's got some highlighter and some contour out the ass, and it's just this.
And this head wrap.
Right. His head wrap. That's the vision. Here's what he sounds like.
This is what he sounds like.
Oh, finally you're here, bitch. You got a dollar? So I can go get a slushie. You're fucking lying. Let me see. Open your purse. I see it right there. Give it. Give me your dollar. I need just today.
Just entitled. Just entitled. So she thinks that everybody like, what is
owes
it? You explain. Yeah,
something.
You explained it the best. Like what this character is. That we've all met in high school.
They're unfiltered. I've like nailed it, but they just like they're like entitled and they have just like, I don't know how to say, like, how did I describe it?
I don't know, but you just
know the
perfect
girl. For me, it wasn't Rose, it was Priscilla. She was in my art class, and she would like come in and goes, we were in seventh grade.
Yeah.
And she'd be like, I had sex with my boyfriend last week. Like, she would tell me just these things. I'd be like, what? Huh? But it was all to get a rise out of you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
I know you fucking saw. Oh my God, I got crazy on my Snapchat. I know you saw it.
You saw. I'm fucking hungover, dude.
Yeah,
dude.
It's just they're demanding attention in like a really.
The girl that I'm thinking up, her name was Mercedes.
Mercedes.
Damn.
We all know a Rosa.
I can't put a name to ours, but we had a lot.
Yeah, we had a few. But Heath and I think it was funny to bond together with that video because we just knew so many people.
Oh my God,
but we love Rosa.
Rosa would love Bonifa and Tay
Tay.
Oh my God! Imagine that's your guys' comeback with Rosa. That's on funny. TikTok.
Wait, didn't Zane, you? Yeah, Zane tried DMing Instagram.
Yeah,
oh, yeah. So we had a day Sunday. We all, like, we were just drinking. I was, like, feeling loose. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to DM that kid because we all love him. Like, it's all of our favorite TikToker right now. So I DM him. I gave him my number, and I go, FaceTime me, bitch.
I'm at work.
I was like, we love you. He's like, oh, my gosh, shut the fuck up. I'm at work right now. And I was like, go on break, bitch. And he saw it, but he never replied back.
It said scene.
It said scene. He left me
on red.
Never reached out back.
Come on, Rosa.
I know. Like, I just, I can't believe you're hanging like this.
You send him the message. I know he saw it.
I know he fucking saw it.
I know he saw it, dude.
No, because I see
plan B.
you're like looking around and shit. I've seen it. You've been looking.
You know how I know? Because you be looking around and shit.
A lot of people here, they'd be scared.
They'd be scared of you. You guys gotta watch it. Like,
yeah, go to Adam Ray. Okay,
we
on
are
TikTok.
Not doing it justice.
I can't believe we're plugging. We're giving somebody a plug right now. Watch his shit. He's actually blowing up on it.
Some people may not get it. Some people have grown up and they don't know Rosa. Like. Mike,
if
my manager,
it,
he grew up in New Jersey. Like, doesn't know.
He just
has
no idea. Oh
no,
man,
like, he's just like, I don't get it. Like, and I'm like, because you guess you just don't know that like type of like.
Yeah, if you don't have that person, in your school, you
so wouldn't. Hopefully you get it. But,
yeah.
What was the Aaron Hernandez documentary? you guys were talking about?
So good, so good.
We said we were talking about it like. I don't know how many episodes.
Hick accent came out.
Like, we watch it. We watched it.
First off, I've never heard of this guy before.
Aaron Hernandez was a former NFL professional football player. He played for the Patriots. He gets involved during his time while he's a Patriot with a murder. He's tied to it. And not only is he tied and gets convicted of murdering this guy. He then gets tied to another shooting that happened like in Boston that two guys were killed as well. And his wife gets involved. His cousin gets involved. His close friends do. And it's a good... it's a good documentary. It's a good crime documentary. Yeah. But there is no mystery, really.
Yeah, at no, at all. It's like you're watching. You're just like, the evidence is right there.
But he didn't get convicted?
Oh, no, he did.
He did.
He did. Oh, okay. But we don't want to ruin
the end.
Yeah, I don't really want to ruin it.
I mean, but it's a true story. It's not like you guys are giving something up. Like, the results are in.
That is true. But it was a surprise to me because I didn't know the end. It's been out for such a long time, but I didn't know how the end.
I guess I recommend it to people. If you do want to watch it, I went in wanting, like, some mystery to be involved.
Me too. Like something
biting
to wonder
my nails,
about.
What's going
to
happen next. It was just an unfortunate story about a dude who got in some really shitty situations and made some very shitty decisions and threw his life away.
And the
completely.
People around him made pretty shitty decisions with him.
It's crazy because there's been a lot of people, you know, celebrities or professional athletes that do crazy, stupid, fucked up shit like this all the time.
And they get away with it.
Well, one, you're making that much money. You have the most incredible life, like, family, whatever, and then you go and, like, you're committing crime, you're murdering people, you're fighting fucking dogs against dogs.
But it says a lot about, like, mental health, though. Like, you have everything, and it's still, like, there's still something, like, that you, like, within yourself that you gotta, like, fix, you know?
Yeah.
Because not money and fame, that's not gonna fix you. It's not gonna, like,
hurt
you happy.
Hurt people.
Mm-hmm.
Hurt people.
Exactly.
Right. That's the truth.
Yeah.
That is the truth.
Money makes good people better and bad people worse.
Mm-hmm. Baby, amen. Mm-hmm. Preach.
Uh-huh.
Wow, that was like, that touched me.
But it was a good documentary. And I wanted to walk away having more to say about it from the mystery side, but I didn't find really any mystery to it.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Hmm.
He had cameras everywhere too.
Oh, that
so, like, that was bizarre. So he had cameras set up all over his property, inside the house, outside of the house, his living room, everywhere there was a camera.
It's like he wanted to get caught.
Exactly. So everything that he was doing that led to these crimes, it was right there. It was on the camera.
Once they had access to the footage and were able to put the pieces of the puzzle together, like who this guy was, it really just painted a clear picture.
Clear picture. Like that, even like.
Yeah, there was, like, no mystery of, like, oh, is there, like, the truth behind closed doors or anything?
Yeah.
You had eyes to all behind closed doors of this house. And so there was no way of painting him as a good or bad guy based on what you can see.
Kind of like at the very end of the Don't Fuck With Cats, where it's like, oh, maybe there was that Manny guy.
Yes.
Where then you kind of started, like, second guessing. And then, like, at the end, you're like, oh, no, definitely was him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just, this guy was kind of caught. Like,
just his behavior throughout the whole thing was just like, you did it. You did it.
You done goofed.
But it was a good documentary, but it wasn't the documentary I was expecting. That's just my review on it. You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Do you want me to talk about this next subject that I have?
Yeah,
it's
go
kind
ahead.
Of related to.
Yes, sir.
I don't know,
we love Matt King
crime
stories.
And mystery. Okay. So I found this mom on TikTok. Her name is Shauna Burns, and she's this really cool, sincere mom. First time I came across her, she had this TikTok explaining about, like, medical bills, and if you go to a hospital, saying ask a hospital to itemize all that they're charging you because when you do that, they will take away certain charges.
Yeah. The first time I saw that TikTok, I was like, oh, okay, whatever. And then people started duetting her, saying, oh my God, Shauna, I did what you said, and my bill went down from $1,200 to $600. I'm like, oh my God, this is
like
actually
hundreds of dollars. Like little, like they charge you for little things like Band-Aids.
Is she a nurse and, like, knew about this hack or?
No, I think
she just has had experience.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's like the couponer of the medical world.
Exactly.
Yes.
I think everything in general, she just knows how to save money.
Because,
and who's,
like if you're like, show me the list, it kind of is like, you have to prove what you're charging me.
Yeah.
As opposed to being like, well, this was the
It is crazy that they can just say like, "Oh, your bill's this, and you're gonna pay because it's your medical bill. Like, you're not gonna question it."
Right. I think she had like a previous job at a collection agency in Florida where she worked for like 4 years, and just really kind of knows the in and outs about it.
What were some of like the items that they would try to charge you for?
Band-aids.
Heath, I really wish I had like the exact.
No. It would be things like band-aids, and they would overprice it like to the max.
They charge you $35 for the band-aid, $15 for the Neosporin under the band-aid.
Yeah, literally.
Okay. So I want to dive into this though. So I was already familiar with this mom as a TikToker. I loved her stuff because she has just this really sincere, down to earth, candid way of talking to the camera. You feel like you know this woman, and she's like your best friend. So she starts one of her TikToks that comes on my For You page where she says was going to say about tell the story about the time her daughter was kidnapped and how she found her daughter.
What?
And I was like, okay, I gotta watch this.
That's
and I love her account. She posts TikToks like all the time, and so she posts this like 20-part TikTok story explaining about the time that her daughter was kidnapped and how they were able to find her. Now
that's insane.
I want to, and I'm gonna try to like summarize it, but let me just be clear. And Shauna, if you're listening, I know that this is your story to tell. I am not telling this story for you. I just want to share how moved I was by it. And I feel like for anybody, please go look at her TikToks and watch it. It's very long, and it's a lot to go through.
It's still out, and it's still public for people to see. Right?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Just, cool. just in case if she private, I don't
because
know
at wanted. The end of it, she does talk about her daughter and people, because people always questions, well, like, what did the daughter go through and everything? She goes, once again, that's not my story. And this was traumatic for this woman, and I'm not using her trauma as any exploitation or anything. Yeah. I just want to say peace and love to Shauna Burns. I love this woman. And she basically tells this story about how her daughter went missing for about 13 months.
Ooh.
Okay, wow. God.
I want to make sure I'm getting all these facts right, and if I am wrong, please forgive me. She got a message from one of her friends saying, "Hey, I think I found your daughter, Haley, in a chat room." And she's like, "Oh my gosh, my Haley, my daughter who's been missing for 13 months? Like, what do you know?" Like, whatever. She goes, "I think this is her." She said that she's in this room and like a faraway, doesn't know really where she is or anything.
How old was she when she went missing?
The daughter, I think it was about like, no, she was 16.
Wow.
I think when she was held captive by this, by a man. Okay. So they get in contact with her. They were able to figure out if it really was her, because she wanted to, the girl who was in contact with her through the chat room, ask her a question that only she knows about me.
Yeah.
She nailed the question so they knew that they had it. And they were like, "Look through your window. Do you see anything?" She goes, "It's very dark. I know that like I'm on a street." And she goes, "Can you send us a picture or anything?" She like sent a picture outside. So all they have is a picture.
Wow.
Of this like street that they're at.
Okay.
And so she goes, "That's all they have and all they can use." And I think they know that she was like in Georgia apparently. So all she has, and you can see the picture like this. This
we'll
is all she's given.
Oh, wow.
And she was able to zoom in and notice that there was like a few letters on one of the street signs, just a few she could make out, and right behind this truck, a for sale sign.
Okay.
She does all this aggressive, hardcore searching, trying to figure out where this happened. And she ends up finding the listing for the house and realizes and pinpoints on the street. So now she has the location. And once again, these are all through TikToks, her explaining the story through multiple parts, okay? So, and it's such a complicated process, having to talk to your detective, having to talk to the local police department, having to talk to the state of Georgia, all approving to figure out where her daughter is. And basically, they were able to figure out the location, getting the police to like come and find her daughter.
Yeah.
And then like making the daughter was like so scared because she was basically being held captive in a room by another guy. Then trying to make sound for the police to hear her like while they're driving by, and it's like very dark. And she tells the story in the best way. And then the cops then basically get to the front door and they go, and then the guy, her captor, answers the front door. He goes, "Is anyone else here with you?" And they know because they heard her make this sound. They identified the house.
Oh my gosh.
And the guy's like, "No, there's no one here." They go, "You sure about that? We like heard someone making sound and everything." And they're like, "No, like there's no one who lives here." And then like they go, "Are you really sure about that? We feel like there is someone else here." And the guy finally goes like, "Okay, yeah, my like girlfriend's here." And he goes upstairs and like goes, "You have to play the game." And apparently this guy had like held other multiple girls captive, had their IDs, from like past girls, gives her an idea of like a former girl and goes, you have to go downstairs. And if when the cops ask you who you are, you have to be this person. So they go down and they give her the ID and she goes, is this you? Ran. She's like, yeah. And they go, how do you spell your name? And she purposely spells the name of the ID wrong. So the cop already knows, okay, she spelled it wrong. And then goes, when's your birthday? And then her daughter or the girl gives her actual real birthday as like a hint to the cops.
Oh, great.
It's not the ID on the thing. And then right then and there, they put the guy under arrest.
Wow.
Okay. At that very moment, why doesn't she just go, I'm being held captive, instead of like,
you're
dude, trauma. You've been held captive by an abuser who's mentally got into your head. You are scared beyond belief.
Yeah, 13 months of being just tortured, I'm sure.
A lot of people held captive don't say anything when there's a cop there. They're just
where they've had moments to get away and they just
you just think that your captor is going to do something at that very moment,
or right there at the doorway he could have done you never know.
You just black out and you're just like, I need to stay here. Like they like brainwash you.
Yeah. It's probably the first person she saw in 13 months too. Like that could have been.
I wonder how she got access to some sort of chat.
I think
room.
It was a tablet. She had like a tablet of some sort and it was on really low battery. And it was like a one time where she had like some downtime. Hopefully, once again, I'm saying that right. But the rest of, I just recommend like going and finding it and reading. Because I don't really want to go into like her getting reconnected with her mom. Yeah. I feel like that's really her mom's story to tell. But
that's incredible, though.
How much like respect she has to law enforcement and the people who did bring their them with their daughter, and talking about the moment, I'm so moved to tears by it. I highly recommend it. But it was such an interesting story.
Wow.
Once again, I don't want to.
They
use
should
that.
Have a documentary.
That is, that's I know amazing. Exactly. Like that's just insane how like it went from a chat room to just 13 months later, her daughter. Like that situation, it sounded like she was never going to be like, it was just going to be like that forever for her.
Her captor was brainwashing her, telling her, don't reach out to your family. They hate you. And if they do find you, they're going to want you they want you arrested for like abandoning them. So there are some people right now who are held captive who are too scared to even reach out to home because they're brainwashed by their captors, thinking that their family doesn't want
them. For so long, like me and Austin were in Bahamas. And we got into what we thought was a taxi. And they were supposed to take us back to the hotel.
Yeah.
We're in the back and the guy's being super weird, like very shady. And all of a sudden he sparks up a blunt and starts smoking a blunt. Like as he's
in
driving
the taxi.
Us.
What?
And I was like, what is going on?
Where was this again?
Bahamas.
Well, then again, it's the Bahamas.
So, I know, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, I would probably have been
still,
like, maybe they do that here.
Very weird.
You went to Oxcord, man.
But all of a sudden, he starts driving not the way we were coming from to get back.
Oh,
to the hotel.
I think you've told me this.
And then he stops on the corner, and one of his buddies hops in the car.
Oh,
and now
my
it's
God.
Two guys driving us, and I was like, they're saying some stuff, and I just like,
dude,
my heart started racing, and like they were giving like they kept like looking back and giving weird looks.
Oh, fuck
and
that.
I looked at Austin, and I was like, as soon as we get up to this stop sign, unlock your door, jump out, and let's go. And, like, as soon as we stopped, we opened the door and just ran. But, like, I had a crazy gut feeling.
Can you imagine
that
the child
if we would have stayed in
on.
There? What?
My if God.
The child oh, my God, dude. That just gave me fucking, like,
dude,
I didn't know.
I would.
Have you ever told me this story? I've never heard this story before.
I don't know. I think I've told Matt.
I think, yeah, you have told
me.
Dude,
Michael that's
a long
insane.
Time ago, but, oh, my God.
Just that. But yeah. Dude, it's
no, but, like, I had that gut feeling, like, I am not, like, this is a bad idea to stay in here.
It's good to act quickly. When you have that gut feeling, don't, like, second guess yourself. Just fucking go. Just get the fuck out.
Yeah.
Just, like, remember the time where, like, I thought someone was in my backyard, immediately
right.
called 911. Just don't wait.
No matter what.
It's
don't,
not worth it.
Don't be embarrassed either. Like, even if, like, somebody's following you from behind and you get, like, a weird gut feeling that somebody's following you. It's not embarrassing to run.
No, like, not at all.
It's so no, but like
no,
I've been in that situation when I was younger where somebody would be following me and I'd be scared. Like I'd be
one time I was in New York and I was like leaving a bar and I was like walking through Brooklyn going back to like my friend's apartment and there was this girl in front of me and she was walking.
Oh,
and we happened to be making the exact same turns.
Oh,
like
no.
And everything, and this girl was just started like picking up her pace and like running, and I in a, but
and then you realize, and then you
like,
realized you were late, so you started picking up your pace.
No,
wait. You know how I said you remind me of John Mulaney?
Yeah,
he's the same story.
Really?
You never heard him say? Well, kind of the same. He was like, It was like 2 a.m.
About and
he was waiting for the train, and there was only, it was like 2 a.m. So there was like only another girl waiting for the train. And she looked behind and saw he was behind her. So she started picking up the pace, and he thought in his head, he was like, oh, the train must be coming. So
picking up the pace.
And like, she was terrified. And that's exactly what reminded me of. That's so funny.
But then what I did when I realized, she thought I just crossed the street to make it look like, look, if I was spalling you, I'm really distancing myself. From being across the street.
Oh, that's nice that you thought about that, though, you know?
This is a fun little game we can, like, wrap it up with. Okay, I know horoscopes are, like, cheesy.
I thought it was going to be another Florida man.
No!
Horoscopes are not a thing.
People always message about this, and I've always been like, I don't know, because I think the crew is not that jazzed about when it comes to horoscopes. Or astrology, or as Zayd would say, astronomy.
Matt does not think we're smart at all. He thinks we're not good enough for this shit.
And you know what? This podcast doesn't help either, because I get a little nervous on the camera. That's not stupid.
No, I think you guys are very smart.
This has to do with astrology. Do you two on the couch know what that means? Didn't think so.
I just don't give a fuck about this shit.
Because you're a Scorpio.
Oh my God.
Like, I don't even know what that means. Like, why is that funny?
Let me tell you about this. This is why I don't like this shit. I'm going to tell you why. So Matt and I, we get invited to this like yacht party.
Right.
So we go to this party and we're just like chilling. And there's this girl that
Super
was there.
Bowl. It was the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl.
Ooh,
so there's this girl there. She sat down next to me. And I was like, oh, hi, my name is Zane. She's like, hi, I'm blah, blah, blah. The first thing that she asks me is, what's your sign?
Oh,
which I was
yikes.
Like, okay, whatever. I'm a Scorpio. Immediately gets up and walks away. I've never met this girl before.
Is there like zodiac racism? Like, you know what I mean?
Zodiacism.
Is that a thing?
Well, I just think there are people who are compatible and people who are not.
That is zodiacism. How are you going to say that you're not compatible because of a sign?
That's so
But
weird.
It's not even like did she do that because we're not compatible? Like, I wasn't trying to date or marry
her.
It was a conversation.
You were not worth talking to.
That's crazy.
Well, usually if somebody asks me what's your sign and they seem like someone who's very enthusiastic, I go, what sign do you think I am?
Oh, God. That's like going to a bartender going, it's like, what should I drink?
Yeah, what
surprise me.
I don't know, but it kind of gives them, like, if you are so passionate, if you think you're so aware and observant and you know everyone's characteristics, you've already been talking to me for this long. What am I? You know? Usually, sometimes people can tell immediately that I am a Cancer, though.
This is another reason why I don't like this. So I was talking to, it was Madison Beer. I was talking to Madison Beer. We were just talking. And, they were talking about signs.
That's all they do. No.
Signs with
they
Mel Gibson.
That.
That's a great movie. I love that movie.
And I did exactly what you did. They're talking about signs, and I was like, "Can you guys guess what my sign is?" And Madison's known me for a little bit, and she was like, "Sagittarius." She said something like Sagittarius. I was like, "You hit it." And she's like, I knew I could tell because she starts naming all these like traits. And I was just like, oh, and what else? And she's like, I mean, you're really like, you're really energetic. And she just starts naming a bunch of traits for Sagittarius. Uh-huh. And I was like, interesting, because I'm actually a Scorpio. And she's like, I fucking knew it.
Because you would lie about something
would
like
lie
this.
Yeah.
It's
like, Scorpios would lie about that shit.
I fucking knew it, dude. I just thought, like, after that, I was just like, this is all bullshit.
Well,
like, this is crazy.
Like, the way I feel is like,
hold on, can we all say our signs first? Because people,
I'm an Aries.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'm a Scorpio, obviously.
Virgo.
I'm a Cancer.
Okay. Well, the thing is,
Zane's like,
right,
no.
Well,
Zane's like,
fun.
No, you are Cancer.
You're Cancerous. Todd, and Scott all have birthdays within the week, so we're all the same sign.
Yeah.
We are all nothing alike.
That's true.
You and Todd are total opposites.
Yeah, but Todd, and Scott are all three equally opposite people.
Scott's nothing like Todd. Scott's nothing like Heath. And no one's like any. And
but
me
guys,
too.
Guys, the stars say otherwise.
That's some bullshit.
That is. It is. I'm sorry.
Okay,
all you people that do believe in that shit, I feel sorry for you, Zoob.
All right. Aries.
That is so
do you want me
Scorpio
to say
you fucking piece of shit.
I don't care. Whatever. I don't care.
Can I say the positive qualities of an Aries? Do you want to hear?
Yeah, tell me.
You're determined. You're passionate. You're bold. You're confident. You're a born leader. You're self-motivated, assertive, and you're a risk taker.
I could say that about you.
Yeah.
Too.
You think
like,
so?
Yes, that applies to Heath, but that's also.
Can we say the negative ones?
Okay.
Oh, let's hit it.
Irritable, inattentive, impulsive, pessimistic.
Ooh!
Intolerant, egocentric,
impulsive.
And a
procrastinator.
Ooh, just nasty.
Okay, wait.
Nasty.
Impulsive, but Zane's also impulsive. Like,
well, let's
like,
look at Zane's. Zane's
I'm impulsive?
Oh.
Yes. You saw me get an iPad and had to get one the same fucking day.
Zane is jealous, distrustful,
ooh,
devious,
no.
Irrational, and snooty and bad tempered.
Snooty!
Whoa!
I fucking knew it, dude.
I like snooty.
Snooty's
I like snooty.
Good. Put that in your bio.
Untrustful is so far out because I feel like I would never lie about anything. I'm like a really trusting guy.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
are trustworthy. But like
snooty
just,
is such a
snooty's
good
really
word.
Good.
You but all
snooty.
Them other ones on the list though.
what are the other ones on the list again?
Wait, signs
bad
or
tempered?
Qualities? Oh,
you could get there.
Bad tempered. Mm.
A little bit, yeah.
Distrustful, jealous.
You had to get the iPad because
you
saw me get it.
No, that's not jealousy. That is impulsive. Okay, well, let's pull up fucking Mariah's
okay,
bad
Mariah
trait.
Is a Virgo. Do you want to know your bad traits or your
yeah.
good traits?
Well, it's too good and bad.
Okay, worst traits, overanalyzing, critical, stubborn, fussy.
Yeah.
Seems aloof.
Yep.
Pessimistic,
Zane,
skeptical.
You don't know what the hell you're talking about.
I don't even know half the words mean.
A weird one.
The first one says intelligent. That is, see, that's just,
ooh,
that's how you know that
have
shit.
Have y'all seen my, are you dumb or smart?
Are you
oh my God.
Are you dumber than a fourth grade?
Narrow-minded, inflexible.
That is,
the opposite.
Have you seen
these splits?
Skeptical.
What's my good traits?
Zane, your good traits are.
Nothing. It's blank.
Vigorous, exhilarating, passionate, good-looking, defensive.
Whoa.
Oh my God, defensive.
But defensive is a good quality, right? It's not
at times.
One.
At times. And powerful.
You are powerful.
It's weird that Scorpio is good looking. I feel like. I thought it has to do
it's
with
supposed,
like,
yeah,
who
supposed
you
to be
are
like
as a
inner. What the
yeah.
fuck?
According. Oh, yeah. What?
I don't know, but to the moons, you know?
So am I good looking on the inside?
Yes.
Oh man, that's the ugliest thing I've ever heard. You're good looking on the inside.
Wait,
man,
wait.
You hot on the inside.
All right.
Fuck.
Damn, he hot.
Shit.
Okay, negative qualities of a Cancer.
You
they
too.
Got that wrong. That was a typo right there. Okay, sensitive, unpredictable, clingy,
sensitive,
over emotional.
Oh my God.
Okay, I believe it.
I believe it.
I'm hooked.
Sensitive. That's all you have to say.
Over sentimental.
Yes.
Whoa.
Wait, I want that one.
Okay, I'm now an astronomist. I believe in Scientology and astrology.
I'm an astrologist.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
But I'm reliable. I'm passionate. I'm imaginative.
Yes.
I'm sympathetic.
Yes.
Helpful. Believable. Ostentatious.
Who's okay. Austin?
What's ostentatious?
Susceptible.
Wait, Austin who?
The whole zodiac sign, like, I just don't get what it is.
It's the moons and the stars and how
no,
when
I,
the
I
stars
know,
were
like,
aligned when you were born into this universe. And we are all made up of stardust. If you see it that way.
I have a star.
What?
I have a star.
What do you mean you have a star?
Like, you know, you could like buy.
Oh,
like,
oh yeah.
I have one.
You do?
Oh, you got a star on Hollywood Boulevard. I'd love to see it.
Which one? Which one is this? Show us.
I'll show you later.
Over there.
It's
over there.
Right there. I'll point it out.
Can we go to the telescope?
A telescope.
Is it far to the right and straight on till morning? What's it to get to Neverland?
All right. Anyway.
Guys, please be patient with our coffee. It is almost ready. Baby, it's been cooking in the oven for a very long time.
Wait.
We know it.
Zane, wait.
He hasn't seen it.
Hasn't seen what?
I'll show it to you after this episode. Actually,
what?
Do you want to see it right now?
Oh, you can't. I mean, you can't show it right now.
I know. I'm nowhere.
Just on the phone? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, what right. is it?
You're going to freak. It's the final.
We got the final?
Wait. You're going to freak. And we have dates.
What?
Set
hold on,
dates.
Like dates has like dates or like you have
release
a date for me like a girl.
Release dates.
Release dates.
I didn't
bet. All right, I'll show you.
Are you gonna say it? You're gonna say the
no,
date?
No, not yet.
What all a right, tease!
Oh, guys, we're seeing the designs of our K cups right now.
It is. So we decided on the final designs, but now it went into packaging and final like product, and this is what it looks like on the actual product.
Oh my! This looks incredible.
Wait until you see this one.
Oh my God.
I am pumped.
Thank you so much for tuning in again to Zane and Heath Unfiltered. Mm-hmm. I'm Zane, and this is my best friend, Heath.
What's up, baby?
And we're Matt and Mariah.
Yeah, I'm Mariah.
Oh, we're hey. Back here.
And our lovely co-host, Matt and Mariah.
Guys, the coffee is coming soon. I just want to say that.
Thank God he showed me that right now. Oh, my God.
I got
my,
so excited.
You should have showed me that in the beginning of the podcast. So, like, it was just my energy. My energy is just up right
now. I
know. Oh, my God.
Guys, I'm super excited for you to see that. Zane and I have been working a long time on getting this to you.
A very long time.
But we just want to say thank you again for listening to the podcast, watching the podcast. As you guys know, every Monday we do post the audio on Spotify, Apple, all the other apps that you can listen to it on. And then we post the video format of it every Tuesday on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Zane and Heath.
Mm-hmm.
And we just want to say, guys, we love you so much, and thank you as always for listening. And
yeah, and again, life is short, so live it preciously, if that makes
right.
sense. Live
and,
it preciously,
and don't take anything for granted.
Yeah,
kiss and hold your loved ones.
Yeah,
yeah,
tell them you love them.
I love you,
buddy. I love all you guys.
I love
today
all of you.
No, today we're like, after everything that happened, it made me think about all my entire family, all mm-hmm. my friends, and just like,
we love
you guys. We will see you next Monday and Tuesday.
Peace and blessings, y'all.
We love you so much.
Bye.
And y'all
get
have
out
a good
there
day.
Wherever you are, bring the juice and the funny. Bye, guys.
We love you guys.
Bye. Bye.